A new study suggests that the harvests of several popular wild berries are becoming less reliable in many areas of the state. As KIYU's Tim Bodoni reports, the study is a first step in a process that might learn more about the connections between climate factors and berry production.
Galena schoolteacher Frida Beasley and her husband Howard are fairly prolific berry pickers, sometimes gathering as much as 20 gallons of blueberries and lowbush cranberries in a good year. But to Frida, it seems like the good years are getting fewer and farther between.
This year and last year, there were no blueberries, there were no lowbush cranberries, and this year, there's a lot of lowbush cranberries, so we got quite a bit of those.
It turns out that Frida's not alone when it comes to fruitless searches for blueberries recently.
Almost 50% of the people that responded said it had become more variable. There were bigger swings from one year to the next. So it suggests that, yeah, there may be something going on there.
That's research wildlife biologist Jerry Hupp with the U.S. Geological Survey in Anchorage, one of the authors of the study. Along with researchers from the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and the University of Alaska Anchorage, Hupp put out a survey to environmental program managers at tribal groups, asking respondents to identify the berries that are commonly harvested in their area and indicate whether the berry harvests seem to be getting larger, smaller, more unpredictable, or staying the same. Hupp cautions that the study does not try to shed light on why berry populations might be rising or falling, but only to document the perceptions of experienced berry pickers.
Our goal was really not so much to try to understand how climate may be influencing berries, you know, how changes in snow cover or changes in precipitation changing berry abundance. It was more to simply ask people, are you seeing changes? Are there things happening on the ground that might indicate things are different now than they were in previous decades?
Two berries stand out as both commonly harvested and increasingly variable, lowbush blueberries and cloudberries. The perceived decline of blueberries is most pronounced along the western and northern coasts of Alaska, where 76% of respondents experienced lower blueberry harvests or more variability in harvest from year to year. Hupp says that other researchers could expound upon the study to learn more about the science behind berry productivity and get a better sense of how changes in climate might affect berry populations into the future.
Monitoring studies that would examine relationships between environmental variables and berry production, experimental studies that might alter things like snow cover or precipitation, and measure the response of berry species to that.
The study is published in the International Journal of Circumpolar Health. In Galena, I'm Tim Bodoni.